CD 4, An Infinite Well of Wisdom, Module 12, The Three Phases of Wisdom. Our quantum jumps so far require a meditation, as that relaxes you, and it prepares you for a concentrated effort. Concentration, that's the key. Think back on your school years. Do you remember ever staring out the window and your teacher or professor's voice was kind of dim in the background? That was the time your thoughts made you a hero or an idol, and you were just enjoying your daydream. If you recall that state that you were in then, you know exactly what we're looking for, what we're seeking to achieve with the meditations. That daydream state of total concentration on one subject is the state that we're looking for. But for now, we want to control that state of mind. Control, that's the key. With this module, we're going to quantum jump into the world of wisdom. And that begs the question, what is wisdom? Is it anything like intelligence? Being smarter than the next guy or gal? If it isn't, what is it? Could it be like that old homily, I can't define it, but I know what it is when I see it? Well, it has to be more than that. Let's just say that one isn't born with wisdom, but wisdom must be learned. It's learned through reflection, by imitation, and experience, with a bit of empathy thrown into the mix. Well, if it can be learned, then it begs another question. Can it be taught? Well, let's just see. The first phase would be reflection. That's what we're going to address with the meditation module that follows this segment. Making wise decisions and understanding that we're confronted by choices every day of our lives, that's essential. When you're in the reflective mode, begin by reflecting on your entire day. Now, this can only be done at the end of the day, in bed, just prior to going to sleep. And this is best done by jumping to a parallel where your twin self has gone through the same kind of day, but has made a few different choices. How would it have been had you made those same choices? By thinking about your day and considering all the aspects of it, and then mentally changing the things you regret or unhappy about, you're taking the first step towards true wisdom. Once you go over each day for 2 weeks, you're well on the way to creating a new you. By jumping into a parallel and going over the day with your twin self, you'll find yourself being more and more comfortable with the process, as your twin self has already gone through the day, as you have or you will, choices are obvious. Remember that you have other selves, doppelgangers, counterparts of yours, who have made different choices. You can visit them as well to see how that turned out. Just daydream your twin self. See that self as having made the choices you wish you had made. This is to be done every evening. Soon you'll find that you have less and less to regret. When you reach the point where you feel that you've made all the right choices that day, for a full week, in other words, after a week of meditating at night prior to sleep, going through the day and finding nothing that you'd change, then you're well on the way to a new, refreshing insight. Using the quantum jump and your twin self every evening is the road to a new understanding of yourself, and therein lies the wisdom that you're seeking. Now for the second phase, imitation. Think about the wisest person you know. That's the person you're going to impersonate. But then again, think about it. In an infinite universe, you are the wisest person. In one of that infinity of universes, that unending variety of parallel universes, that the quantum physicists speak of, there's the twin self of yours who fits the bill. A twin self who's the wisest of the wise. Why not pay that person a visit? How? Why just daydream it? Imagine that you're in the hallway in front of a closed door, and on the other side of that door is a parallel universe with a twin self of yours who's waiting for you to impart some wisdom. What would that self say? What advice would that self give to you? Why not just sit quietly, go into your meditation state of relaxed comfort, and daydream your way to that twin self and find out? You may be surprised. And then, of course, there is still another path to wisdom, the third phase, and that is the path of experience. Think about your life. What have you experienced? There are many facets to your life. One part is the economic part. What have been your experiences with regard to money? Another is the relationship part. How have your relationships been with your family, with friends, with teachers, employers, employees, with strangers? How has your health been? What have you experienced with respect to health? What was the worst meal you've ever had? What was the best one you've ever had? All these things are part of your life experience. What was the best vacation you ever had? Who was the most important person in your life? Who was the most important person in your life? All that and more are part of your experiences. And when you examine each one in turn, you discover wisdom. For in retrospect, when you look back at all your experiences, you find they are what has made you the way that you are. Wisdom comes out of experience, especially so when it builds an emotion of empathy. It's difficult for the person sitting on a grassy lawn in the shade of an old oak tree sipping a lemonade to understand what a person bent over in the sun working in a field or on the burning sands of the Sahara is feeling unless that person has been overheated as well. You cannot know of the depleted energy of an ill person who hasn't the strength to move from their bed unless you felt that weakening effect of illness as well. Experience builds empathy, but only in good people. The evil ones do the things they do because they have a lack of empathy. Good people do good things because they feel the pain of others. Indeed, a definition of evil is a lack of empathy. A definition of goodness and decency would be an abundance of empathy. Empathy, as defined by Webster's Dictionary, is the projection of one's own personality into the personality of another in order to understand the person better. The ability to share in another's emotions, thoughts, or feelings. That's empathy. This is exactly what you do when you quantum jump. You project your personality into the personality of another. That other, however, is not a stranger, not anyone you know or have heard of, but yourself. Your twin self who has your basic personality, but with a different set of experiences. About this time, many ask, are we really going into an alternate reality? Are we really visiting a parallel universe? Am I truly getting help from the other side, in this case a doppelganger copy of myself? Look at it this way. Every religious person expects that through the agency of prayer, someone on the other side answers them. There's a story that I've heard comedians tell regarding this, so just allow me a moment. George Dunlap gets word from his doctor that he only has 2 weeks to live. He was a good man, a very good man all his life. He prayed to God to allow him to win the lottery so he could leave his money to his family. He didn't have any. The lottery was the way for him to get the money. Well, Days went by and nothing. Again he prayed. Nothing. A week went by and still nothing. Frantic with only 2 days left to live. He prayed harder than ever before explaining once again how he kept the commandments and did good works all his life. Why wasn't he getting any answer? And why didn't God let him win the lottery? Suddenly a voice boomed out through the room he was in. George, the voice said, do me a favor. Buy a ticket. Maybe, just maybe, the quantum jumping is your ticket. Sometimes ritual can be helpful as it establishes a rhythm. This rhythm builds an energy that often manifests into the thing that you desire. People often ask me if I really believe that I jump into a parallel dimension and meet with a twin self, and if I really believe that twin self can help me. My answer is, I can't say for sure, but the evidence that I have is that it seems to work. Does it work all the time? No, nothing works all the time, but it works often enough to allow me to have, let's say, a step ahead. I can attest to the fact that it has worked for me. I found I had a singing voice through a jump. I became a somewhat renowned photographer after a jump. Did I really get advice from the vocalist and the photographer twin self, or was it coming from deep within my own subconscious? Well, what's the difference? It worked, and that's all I'm interested in, and that's all that you should be interested in. Is it possible that there are other dimensions with an infinite number of twin selves? Well, some of the most educated, dedicated scientists, the quantum physicists, say that it is. Who am I to dispute them? I believe that it's possible, and I prove it to myself every day. In 2005, on my 78th birthday, I decided to see if I could develop a skill that I just did not have, painting, art. I bought some paints, brushes, a few canvases, and I was ready. I used quantum jumping to visit a parallel universe and speak to a me that was an established artist. Now then, I'm sure you'd like to know just exactly what happened. All right, allow me to walk you through it, as this module is about wisdom, and through imitation and experience, you may gain a bit. You see, you can also gain wisdom from another person's experience if you use your empathetic sense. Empathy, remember, is seeing from the other person's point of view. Now, I had no experience with respect to painting, so I couldn't reflect on past paintings that I'd created. I could only use the experience of another and imitate what I sensed. Knowing that, I went into the meditation state of concentration, visualized the hall, the door, and then imagined the door opening and my stepping through. I know we call this the quantum jump, but I usually just step over the threshold and imagine I'm in another dimension. I know that the dimension I'm in is the right one because that's my intent. I then imagine that I'm meeting a self that's an artist. I imagine watching the artist self, myself, paint, all the while knowing that it's me painting, but a me that could have been. While I'm watching, I get a sense of the energy of my counterpart self. I then jump into his body and start painting on his canvas. Now, the entire thing could rightly be called a daydream, because in a way, that's exactly what it is. But it's a controlled daydream. A quantum jump is a very different thing than the usual daydreams that just come. Now, when I come out of the meditation, I have something to reflect on, and I visualize myself as an artist. At this point, I felt that I should really read a book or a magazine on art and take a lesson or two. But then I think, let me see, if I just use the energy of my doppelganger, maybe that'll do it. Well, I start with the blank canvas, no knowledge of technique, color, or anything, and a few brushes. I figure the easiest thing to paint is a bowl of flowers. And so I paint a bowl of flowers. Yeah, not bad. I painted another one, and then another. I learned from myself as I did. And that was 3 years ago. You can see the result by going to burtsart.us. That's burtsart.us. The point of that is, once again, wisdom. How, you might ask? Well, wisdom consists of reflection, imitation, and experience. The quantum jump provides you with the situation you want to happen. You see it as already having happened. After doing that, you have something to reflect on, something to think about. The quantum jump also provides you with someone to emulate, to imitate yourself as a master of the objective you're trying to reach. And the actual doing provides you with experience. The quantum jump is your ticket. Experience is important, as without it, you can't learn what to avoid, what to change, what to enhance or diminish, and 100 other things that you wouldn't know without having done it. There's no such thing as failure. There are only learning experiences. The next module provides you with a quantum jump for you to go to a parallel and visit with a wise you. A you who has already accomplished what you want to accomplish. So when you're ready, find a comfortable place where you'll be undisturbed for, 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll go into the wisdom meditation.